This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, September 6th, 2014. This week in security news, starting first in Eastern Europe. On Tuesday of this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices that the U.S. and NATO were preparing to deploy approximately 1,000 soldiers to Western Ukraine for quote-unquote training exercises. This will be the first significant deployment of U.S. and NATO personnel to Ukraine since the crisis began. According to U.S. Navy Captain Gregory Hicks, spokesman for the U.S. Army's European Command, the exercise known as Rapid Trident is slated to run from September 16th through the 26th and will take place at the Yavoriv Training Center near Ukraine's border with Poland. More than 1,200 troops from 13 different countries will participate. News of the deployment comes at the same time as NATO admits the number of Russian troops inside Ukraine now number between 1 and 2,000, with a significantly larger force massed at the Russia-Ukraine border. According to Pentagon spokesman U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren, "We are continuing to say there are more than 10,000 Russian personnel along the border, and that force is exceptionally capable," adding that it's probably more capable and more lethal than it was before. It includes land power, indirect fire, and air defense, along with enablers such as engineers, logistics, and combat support services. Late this week, Russian forces began intense artillery fire against Ukrainian forces in the southern port city of Mariupol. Once the city falls, Russia will have an uninterrupted land route to and from Crimea, which was occupied and absorbed into the Russian Federation earlier this spring. Also late this week, NATO General Secretary Anders Fogh Rasmussen announced the formation of a multinational rapid reaction force numbering between 5 and 10,000 soldiers. This force would be able to deploy anywhere within a NATO group of nations within 48 hours of notice. The announcement was also delivered with a warning to Russia, quote, "Should you even think of attacking one ally, you will be facing the whole alliance." Listeners are reminded that Alert USA and Threat Journal have for many months been reporting on the ongoing deployment of U.S. military forces to the Baltic region, including thousands of U.S. troops, dozens of fighter and surveillance aircraft, and the regular rotation of U.S. warships into the Baltic and Black Seas. We have also been regularly reporting on Russia's repeated threats against the U.S. and NATO. Last Friday, it was Russian President Vladimir Putin who issued a thinly veiled threat to the West to quote-unquote back off over Ukraine. At a publicly broadcast youth forum, Vladimir Putin also made a nuclear threat. Quote, "I want to remind you that Russia is one of the most powerful nuclear nations. This is a reality, not just words." This week, a senior Russian general called for the country to revamp its military doctrine, last updated in 2010, to clearly identify the U.S. and its NATO allies as Moscow's enemy number one and to specifically spell out the conditions under which Russia would launch a preemptive nuclear strike against the NATO military alliance. According to Russian General Yuri Yakubov, quote, "First and foremost, the likely enemy of Russia should be clearly identified in this strategic document," adding that it is necessary to hash out the conditions under which Russia would carry out a preemptive strike with the Russian strategic rocket forces. Alert USA warns listeners that while Eastern Europe and Russia may seem oh so far away, the mere fact that we have seen a post-Cold War relationship between the U.S. and Russia dissolve to the point that nuclear threats are being repeatedly made should send chills down everyone's spine. As always, Alert USA continues to closely monitor growing tensions in Eastern Europe and will immediately notify service subscribers of new U.S. force deployments, changes in threat posture, or any other related developments which signal a change in the overall threat picture as events warrant. Moving next to the topic of terrorism, on Tuesday of this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding a massive security increase across Britain and the entire UK in the run-up to the now-concluded NATO summit held in Wales on Thursday and Friday. The security increase in Britain comes at the same time as U.S. officials disclosed that 11 modern commercial passenger aircraft went missing after Tripoli International Airport was overrun by Islamist militants late last month. Amongst the aircraft reported missing are several Airbus 320s, an Airbus 330, and a number of larger propeller-driven passenger planes. Out of fear of 9/11-style attacks being carried out, a number of Middle East countries have barred all flights from Libyan airspace. While not publicly announced, logic would dictate that traffic throughout European airspace is also being closely scrutinized. Here in the U.S., law enforcement agencies nationwide are stepping up security at federal facilities, transportation hubs, and other so-called soft targets in the run-up to the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Listeners are reminded that just last week, a new online publication from Al-Qaeda's Yemen affiliate, also known as Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, strongly hinted at some form of looming attack on the U.S., as well as encouraged lone wolf strikes on such targets as Las Vegas, New York's Times Square, military bases, and a host of soft targets. In addition, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security continue to warn local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies nationwide that ongoing U.S. airstrikes in Iraq could provoke retaliation by Islamic State sympathizers here in the U.S. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Michael McCaul this week suggested that the United States should be on a quote-unquote high state of alert as the anniversary of 9/11 approaches. In an interview with CNN, McCaul was asked whether the U.S. should take special precautions for this year's September 11th due to threats from the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. McCaul's response, sadly and unfortunately, the answer is yes. I think we need to be at a high state of alert. So what does this mean to you? Alert USA again stresses to listeners, just as in last week's update, that despite a lack of any recent large-scale terror attacks on the homeland, we live in a dangerous world that is becoming more evil by the day. There are a growing number of individuals, organizations, and foreign states who are intent on bringing harm to this nation and its citizens. Now is not the time to drop your guard and become complacent. So as to reinforce the seriousness of these threats, the following is a direct quote from the most recent U.S. government-issued worldwide caution to American citizens. U.S. citizens are reminded of the potential for terrorists to attack public transportation systems and other tourist infrastructure. Extremists have targeted and attempted attacks on subways and rail systems, aviation, and maritime services. In the past, these types of attacks have occurred in cities such as Moscow, London, Madrid, Glasgow, and New York City. Additionally, extremists may elect to use conventional and non-conventional weapons and target both official and private interests. Examples of such targets include high-profile sporting events, residential areas, business offices, hotels, clubs, restaurants, places of worship, schools, public areas, shopping malls, and other tourist destinations both in the United States and abroad where U.S. citizens gather in large numbers, including during holidays. Alert USA strongly recommends maintaining an appropriate level of situational awareness when out and about and to be prepared for emergencies. As has been the case for over 12 years, Alert USA continues to closely monitor the overall domestic terrorism threat environment and will immediately notify service subscribers of new alerts, warnings, and advisories, or any developments which signal a change in the overall threat picture as events warrant. In travel security news, listeners are reminded that there are currently more than 36 formal U.S. government-issued travel warnings in effect for locations around the world specifically identified as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. This is in addition to a worldwide caution specifically warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. If you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, now more than ever, be smart about it and regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, September 6th, 2014.